Hello?
Oh, hi. I was just talking to Angel and I think we got cut off. Are you his son?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, he said he was going to go get you, but I'm not sure if he knew why I was calling, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And
okay.
I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
What card? What's the last four on the card?
It's 5741 and it's a Visa.
Visa 5741.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was the last time that you tried, I guess, to get the payment out? Was it today or?
Let's see. They tried today at 11:32 a.m. Pacific. So what? Just a little over 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Because I think, I don't know. Okay. So, if not, can I give you another card number and try that out?
Of course. Yeah, we can put it on a different card. So, for the new card, what's the billing address, or is it also 31 John Street?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, that's easy. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay. 4135.
Okay.
7530.
Got it.
0033.
Okay.
3348. Expiration, yeah. 0328.
Perfect.
And the code is 593.
593?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does it say Angel Martinez or the business name also? How does it read?
Angel Martinez, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's give this one a try and see if we can.
And then it was going to be 50, just 50 this month, right?
Oh, I just processed it and it went for 150. Let me ask you, why were you thinking it would be 50 for this month?
Because I spoke with someone earlier about, mm-hmm. That's what he told me. You know, he told me it was just going to be processed for 150 because there's been, I mean, you could look up, I believe the last call was within the last week. It should have been in the notes because right now it's still in the process of, you know, getting a hold of Google. Now, you know, he told me it's going to take another 4 to 6 weeks. There's still like a lot of things that need to be resolved. Cause technically they don't have access to the Google account, which I let him know and mentioned it to him. And then that's when he reduced it down to 50. Cause the original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? There's a note from Ruben in here on October 3rd, which was probably about a week ago. And it does say that he offered you $100 service credit, but then he didn't apply it to here. So what I'll do is I can't do it right now since the payment just processed, but tomorrow what I'll do is I'll issue you a $100 refund just to kind of compensate you because I do see Ruben put a note in here that he was supposed to put a service credit in and he didn't. Okay. So
okay.
Let your dad know that tomorrow when I process that refund, he'll get it back in his account in 24 to 72 hours, but he'll get a confirmation on the email that I did process it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, thanks for doing that for your dad. That's very cool. I wish that Ruben would have applied it because then I would have automatically just processed 49, but he forgot to put in the credit, but I'll take care of it tomorrow. Let me see what the problem is. Your name's Eric, right?
Correct. Yeah, my number should be on the account ending in 1726.
I'm just looking at the note. Spoke to Eric, talked about Google business page, and 41 Local was going to give him ownership. Eric says they keep calling him to reactivate, talked about Google page and how it's published in Kenny. Okay, so I see that note. Has anything happened since the 3rd as far as 411 Local giving you the credentials or anything like that?
No, because, if I could give you a backstory, if you have, a few minutes.
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
So when Angel, my dad, when he originally did everything, was working with 411 Locals. This was about a couple months before I entered, you know, into the business. So they helped him manage everything, well, pretty much create everything. So they created, I believe, the kind of the email, the password, everything. And then, you know, they were in charge pretty much of, I guess, handling it. And then the last year, around September, that's where there was, I guess, having some issues. Before that, like I said, we had, I guess we had no issues. There was calls coming in, you know, during our busier seasons, even, you know, on our, I guess, off season for liners. We were still getting business. So, you know, we had no issues with them. We were there for about 5 years. Come September last year, somehow we had over 190 reviews on one page, Google Listing, and
wow,
it just disappeared. So they disappeared.
Really?
So now that was with the issue of trying to get everything back. So then, you know, they kept saying like, okay, give us, you know, 2 weeks, give us 3 weeks, you know, we're there, we're almost there, you know, they were just kind of like, I guess, just dragging us along. So there was kind of like a very issue where we tried to, you know, get the page back. Nothing was working, you know, on their end. Now, since we know we left, you know, now they're telling us, oh no, we know what the issue is, but it took about 6 to 8 months for them to try to, I guess, come up with you know, the answer for it. But that page supposedly is, I don't think that it's going to come back at all. Now, all of a sudden, you know, now supposedly it is. Well, that's their side. But we don't have the exact email, for the Google listing. So that's kind of like of our issue now. This page as well that we have right now, the Google listing, we're trying to get at least get managerial access or, you know, ownership access, you know, to it. But what they're saying is like, they don't know the email, they don't know the password, they don't know anything, you know, to that, listing, which is, I spoke, I believe, with Ruben or someone, probably over a couple, like maybe 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. He was telling me that, you know, he was going to try to help me contact, 411 Locals and then try to get it back, you know, but they're just kind of like denying, I guess, what they're pretty much saying, that they don't have any access to it at all, that they can't help us with it. But, now we're kind of like stuck where.
Wow. That's terrible. Okay. Well, the good news is you talked to Ruben on October 3rd, and there's a note on our account on October 4th that they're claiming existing Google business page. Google will mark, as a duplicate to start the claim, and they're waiting for Google to respond. So they've asked for an escalation, and usually that takes like 7 to 10 business days. So I'm imagining that we're going to hear back, you know, very quickly, since it's already been, what, like a week or so. So we'll probably get a resolution on this, and we'll be able to know if, you know, we can get in there or not. I do see a Google listing published right now for you, but it only has 2 5-star reviews.
Yeah, so there's that's the one, the Google listing, that you guys created. It started off with 0, now I believe it's at 2. The other one, is, I believe we got like 2 or 3 in the last, no, I think like 2 in the last like couple of days, like the last 2 days. So that one's starting to like, start go up. So I don't know whether to start trying to like get more reviews on, I mean, is it worth, I guess, getting the reviews on the existing one that we have right now, or how would that work? Because I don't want to kind of like waste my time trying to get it from 80 and more, or should I just start on the 2? Because I don't know if we're actually going to get it. I'm kind of hoping we are, but, you know.
I hope you do too. Yeah, because we're working on it too to get them to the 2 listings merged, if you will. What I would recommend just in the interim is, just if you're going to work on reviews, do it on the one that has the 2 reviews on it now, because when we merge the listings, you know, hopefully Google will let us merge the reviews from the other listing on here. But I hate to have you put a lot of energy and time into that other listing if nobody knows who has access to it, right? We don't have access to it. 411 Local says they don't. So who knows? You know, what if it's some, you know, some company that eventually, you know, tries to extort you and says, hey, we're going to take this whole thing down unless you pay us so, you know, so much per month, you know. That way I would say, you know, don't be so dependent on that older listing just in case, you know, it is some shady person that has access to it. But I don't know, you know, like, you know, how that happened. But I do know that because we're a premier partner to Google, we've had Google allow us to go in and merge listings before. So hopefully they'll go in and they'll merge the two listings and your reviews from the other one will show up on this one. And then you'll know, okay, it's our listing and Local Splash has access to it. And then, you know, if you ever have any questions, you would just deal with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because with that listing, the only, mm-hmm. you know, there's only like one company that we've dealt with, well, that he's dealt with since I guess he opened that up, was just that single or 411 Locals. Other than that, there hasn't been any, you know, other company that, you know, opened up.
So
but
I
they
think
were the ones that
maybe
started.
they're trying to play like, oh, we don't have access to it just because they want you to stay with them or something, you know? That's super weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he keeps getting calls. He gets calls, you know, once every 2-3 days. And then on my end, I've received the calls on my number, you know, pretty much saying like, oh, we have a new offer, or we have the solution. Oh, we have this. It's just like, I'm kind of like tired of it already because I told him multiple times to get taking off the call list on both ends, mm-hmm. but it's just mm-hmm. nonstop. Like I know they at this point, like if they didn't have access to it, there should be no reason for them to keep contacting us. Supposedly, you know, they don't have it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I sent a note to the technician. So as soon as we hear back, I'll have customer support reach out to you just with a little bit more, insight. But I do see, that we're working on merging them. So let's just wait till they hear back. And then you said that your number's on the account. So I just want to make sure that when they do get a resolution that they can contact you. I'm going to look in the priority notes for the number. You said yours was the one that ended in what now?
1726.
Oh, okay. So I see that. 201-895-1726.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'll put a note in here that when we hear back, we'll contact you. Okay, Eric?
Okay, no problem. And then from your expertise on like these type of things, would you think it's actually possible to actually get it back within the next like month or so? Because our busy season just started this past week. Pretty much once it gets cold here is, you know, we want everything up and running. To be up on the, you know, first page of Google, you know, everything, you know, so we could actually get the calls that we pretty much would need for this season. Cause last season we missed it completely cause our pages wasn't even working, you know, a bunch of stuff on their end. So I would kind of hope it can be. I don't know if, you know, is there kind of like high hopes for it or is it just something that's up in the air?
It's never known because when Google says, send us an escalation and we'll get back to you in 7 to 10 days. Sometimes 7 to 10 days, they mark the other one as a duplicate, merge the listings and you're done. And then other times they get back to us and say, oh, we'll do it, but we need a video verification or we need some documentation from the client or, you know, so that's the hiccup is sometimes they, you know, they're going to ask for more information. Other times they'll just do it. So we don't know until they respond. But I do know that if anything else is needed with you, they're definitely going to reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess what kind of information will be needed just in case this perhaps things ready just to
mm-hmm.
send it?
Mm-hmm. I'll send you an email that's what we normally send if it's just, you know, a problem with the Google business page and we need more verification. You don't have to send anything over now, but this will just start giving you preparation it's going to say like, you know, license or insurance or an invoice with the company name or, you know, a picture of the company truck with the license plate. So what they're going to do at that point is just make sure that you're a valid business in the area. And if and when you get to that point, which I don't think you will, but if you did, you don't have to send over everything on this mailer. Just send over whatever you can. But like I said, I think that's a little premature. I don't think you're going to need it as of yet.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Well, we'll get someone to reach out to you as soon as I hear back. Even if they respond, I can call you back myself. But let's just wait to hear from that department and then hope for the best in the meantime. I'm so sorry that you're going through all of that. It was probably your dad not knowing, you know, maybe he thought, oh, if I, you know, do this with two companies, I'll get double the results. But it actually causes a huge conflict and it ends up hurting rankings, you know. So I think that that's probably, you know, what happened, and we're just going to work with Google to fix it for you, okay?
Yeah, because before that, like, he had no other company. The only thing now, it was more so, like, just trying to get – well, like I said, he was with them with that, but then we canceled, you know, everything with 411 Locals, and then, you know, we were kind of, like, on the – kind of, like, looking around different companies, and then Local Splash came up. So, you know, kind of like we ended up going with you guys, but that was kind of like a couple months ago already. And, yeah, somehow it's still not kind of resolved on their end. I'm pretty sure it would have been easier if they had, you know, just all the information and then just provided us access to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're just kind of like making it difficult this time.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, don't worry. I'm going to stay on top of it, and we will get back to you as soon as we hear back from them, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, and thanks for taking care of all that for your dad, Eric. I appreciate it. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.